Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green, Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Of that, Reverend Slaughter. Look at verse 5. Then he says, woe is me. In other words, after seeing God, the difference that seeing God makes, it makes you see yourself. Watch this. Seeing God gives a reflection of the real you. Now, I know you came in toting Bible with your Sunday best on, quote a little scripture, say a little prayer, sung a little song, even preach a little sermon. But past all of that, God know the real you. When he saw God, he said, whoa. In other words, whoa is an expression of grief, regret, and distress. So when he saw God's, watch this, position, then he saw his condition. He understood that he wasn't all of that that he should be. Because when you look at woe, it's an Hebraic Old Testament term, means a death cry. In other words, when he saw God, watch this, seeing God was what he's supposed to look like. And then what he saw, what he actually looked like, he said, whoa, whoa, whoa. Deacon Brooks, guess what? He didn't talk about his neighbor down the street. He didn't talk about the other church folk. He didn't see them. He just saw himself. And see, that's what I don't understand. When you stand in front of a mirror, it don't show the reflection of your neighbor down the street. It shows you. And when I stood before God, I didn't see Brother West. I saw Roger Green. And the only thing I can say was, whoa! Death cry. He said, whoa. Look, it was so devastating that when he saw what he was supposed to look like and what he actually looks like, he had to tell the truth on himself. It's right there in the text. He said, whoa. He didn't say we are undone. He said, I am undone. He said, I am a man of unclean lips. Now, you know, we used to speak in tongues. We spoke a language. And don't act like you don't remember. Every time somebody step on your toes, you don't call on Jesus' name, but you call them names that don't please Jesus. Isaiah said, I would cuss you out in a heartbeat. I wouldn't think. He said, I'm a man with a foul mouth. You know somebody like that. Every other word begins with, you know, I ain't gonna even say it. But watch this. Watch this. Watch, he goes deeper in the confession. After seeing God makes a difference, it makes you go deeper. And he says, not only am I a man of unclean lips, but I hang around people just like me. It's right there in the text. Birds of a... He said, I hang around people with unclean lips just like me. And you know, if you are a hellion, and when you join church, It won't be long before you find hellions just like you. Because I've discovered that people are associated by the same mutual defects. If you have a problem with wild churches going on, you're going to flock to somebody with the same problem. Watch, he says. He says, I dwell with people who are just like me. So after seeing God, seeing his condition, now he sees his position. He's dwelling among the wrong crowd. Now, I don't know who influenced who. I don't know if the crowd influenced him or he influenced the crowd. But all of them were in the same predicament. And so when he saw that, he said, wait a minute, I'm undone. I'm a man of unclean lips. I dwell among a people with unclean lips. They act just like me. But watch this. He says in verse 5, but my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. I looked at what he is, and I looked at what I am, and I was dissatisfied. I looked at his love and saw my treachery. I looked at his compassion and saw my deceit. I looked at his righteousness and saw my wickedness. I looked at his holiness and saw my wretchedness. That's why Paul says that I am the chief of sinners. He said the things I should do, I end up doing. The things that I shouldn't do, I do it anyway. He said, but you got to be careful. Watch this. Be careful when wrong conduct don't bother you no more. Let me say it again. You got to be careful when wrong conduct don't bother you anymore. It's a danger when you become comfortable using words that's not of Christ. And so here, he says, that's my problem. Then, not only did he see his position and conditions, but now he's getting ready to experience transformation. Watch this. One of the seraphims goes to the altar and grabs a live hot coal and start coming in Isaiah's direction. In other words, transformation was getting ready to take place. But watch this. He hasn't changed yet, but he saw the change coming. Let me say it again. He hasn't changed yet, but he saw the change coming because the seraphim was coming in his direction with the live coal. Well, preacher, I can't understand what you're saying. Well, let me break it down to you. Before you really change, you felt a change coming. You know, when you went to the club and you just couldn't enjoy it like you hadn't changed yet, but you feel the change coming. You had your favorite you know what in your hand, and you just can't get into it like you used to get into it. You hadn't changed yet, but you feel a change coming. I need to see y'all too holy. I need to talk to somebody like me. I felt the change coming, but I was trying to stop the change from happening. I didn't want to go, but I went anyway because I tried to stop the change from happening because I felt a change coming. But one day, I stopped fighting. One day, I yielded to God, and I finally had that change. The Bible says, the writer said, the angels in heaven done signed my name. So he brings that live coal. Watch this, Reverend Slaughter, and we going home. Watch this. He didn't put the coal on his feet because walking wasn't his problem. He didn't put the coal in his hands because his hands wasn't his problem. He didn't even put the coal on his lap because his lap wasn't his problem. He put the coal on his lips because his lips was his problem. Some of you know more gossip than you know gospel. And you come to discover why you're going through what you're going through. Your lips sometimes can be your problem. He places the hot coal and purges him where he needed purging. And look, Nobody know where you need purging, but God and you. God can fix it. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Whatever it is you're dealing with, God can fix it. Now, to admit God can fix it, you've got to first admit you've been broken. See, ain't too many people can testify and say, yeah, God fixed it for me. Because when you say God fixed it to me, that means you were broken somewhere. And I want somebody to be in this little crowd that is in the minority now just to say God fixed it for me. I wasn't worthy of him to fix it, but he fixed it for me. Should have been dead sleeping in my grave, but he still fixed it for me. And the reason why I'm here, even with some of you with a mask on and social distancing, but I'm still here because he fixed it for me. He fixed it. So Isaiah, after God purged him, changed him, then God said in verse 8, he says, in verse 7, he says, in the text, he says, now who shall I send? And who will go for us? Isaiah said, well, I done saw you. I seen your position. I saw my condition. I saw my transformation. If you need somebody, Lord, send me. Now, Lord, can I break this down to y'all? Lord, I ain't perfect. I know you didn't purge me, but I still slip up every now and again. I know you didn't save me, but I still make mistakes. But if you need somebody to go for you, send me, I'll go. I'm not the perfect one, but I am one that's been changed. Lord, if you need somebody, send me, I'll go. Because seeing you, it made all of the difference. My Lord, I never knew how bad off I was until I got in your presence. I never knew how far gone I was until I got in to your presence. Is there anybody here can testify that God is good? You know, Isaiah, he saw the Lord. Isaiah, he saw God's position. He saw his own condition. And he saw his transformation. But there was one more thing that Isaiah saw. He saw opportunity and availability. He said, wait a minute. The Lord wants somebody. And he shouldn't have to look for nobody when I'm right here in his presence. Lord, here am I. Send me and I'll go. And when Isaiah went, he went with a word on his lips. Watch this, y'all. At one time, he was a man with unclean lips. But when the Lord got through with him, he was no longer cursing. But I could hear Isaiah saying, come now, let us reason together. Said the Lord of hosts, though your sins may be like scarlet, they will be whiter than snow. Though they may be red like crimson, they shall be made wool. That same man with a foul mouth, the Lord changed his language. Because I heard him saying, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They'll run and not get weary. They'll walk and not faint. That same man, Brother Ronnie, with that foul mouth, said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was on him, and with his stripes we are healed. Y'all don't get it yet. That same man that had the unclean lips, that same man that dwell with the people with unclean lips, I heard him saying, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Ain't God all right? And I can hear old man David saying, Isaiah, you're not the only one that God has changed. I'm a man after God's own heart, but I made a mistake, but God forgave me. And David said, Isaiah, I need to get a piece of that too. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. David said, I need the piece of that. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Well, Isaiah, I thank God for you. David, I thank God for you, but I've got to speak for myself. I can't let Isaiah speak for me. I can't let David speak for me. I can't let Ezekiel speak for me. I can't let Hosea speak for me. I can't let Daniel speak for me. I can't let Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego speak for me. I can't let Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John speak for me. I can't let Paul speak for me, but I can speak for myself. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, but his blood saved my soul. Ain't he good? Don't let nobody speak for you. Wave your hand, say he's all right. Wave your hand, he's been good to you. He died on a rugged cross, put him in a borrowed tomb, but early, y'all know what happened. He got up with all power. If you know he's good, if you're not ashamed to own him, if seeing God made the difference, why don't you wave your hand? You can't hold your neighbor's hand, but wave your hand and tell the Lord, oh Lord, I've been rebuked and I've been scorned. I've been talked about as sure as you're born, but I'm a hold on. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Ain't he good? Say yes. Ain't he good? Say yes. Say yes. Yes.
Seeing God made the difference. Because after seeing God, I saw myself. I saw opportunity. I saw availability. I saw myself. Not my neighbor, but I saw my own problems and my own distress. And I cried out, Lord, have mercy. The doors of the church are open. It's for you to come.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days and some restless nights. But when I looked around and I thought things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Listen here. Sometimes the clouds hang low. Have you ever experienced that? That I can hardly see the road. I asked a question, Lord. Poor little old me. Why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see. So I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't complain. The Lord's been good to me. Has it been good to you? He's been good to me. More than this world you would ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. Have I got down your street yet? He's been so good to me. Why, preacher? He dried all my tears away. Turn my midnight into day. So I say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on. Thank you, Lord. I've been ridiculed. But thank you, Lord. Been false accused. But thank you, Lord. I won't complain. The Lord's been good to me. He's been good to me. Has he been good to you? Come on, has he been good to you? More than this world or you can ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good to me. He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnights into day. So I say, thank you, Lord. Can you say that? Thank you, Lord. In a pandemic, thank you, Lord. Hard trials, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. Lord, we thank you for your word. Seeing you made the difference. Seeing you in all of your splendor. Every time we wake up and see the sun rise, we're in awe of your power. At night to see the stars hanging in the sky, we're in awe of your power. To see a moon hanging to illuminate the darkness of a night, we're in awe of your power. Father, the small things that we overlook, father to hear the birds singing in the trees, the crickets ringing your praises in the grass. And Father, we just want to lift you up. Keep us all in your care. We know you can. We know you will. Father, we thank you. You've been that good to us. Bless the Mount Zion Church. Bless all of our sick and shut-ins, those that are at home or in the hospital, those that are in bereavement. Father, please just have mercy. Those that are confused and have no sense of direction, Father, enlighten their understanding that a path may be lit and they may go. We lift you on high in Jesus' name. Give God a hand clap of praise. As we get ready to leave this place, but never the presence of God, we want to thank God for all he's done. Let us continue to pray for Sister Stafford. It's hard enough to lose a loved one, but it's even harder when you can't attend their homegoing celebration. She said, because of you, there's something in thanking God's today. Someone who appreciates your warm and caring way. Someone who's remembering the special things you do and wishing you his blessing every day to hold you through. Mount Zion family, from the Stafford family, we love you, all of you. Thank you for all your prayers to keep praying for us, Brother Ed and Alice Stafford. Amen. Let us pray for them. Let us stand. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. But God has spoken. Let the church. Let's sing it one more time. Oh, let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. Let the church. Lord, we thank you now. We thank you for the prayers that were prayed, scripture read, songs that were sung, instruments that were played. Father, we thank you for your word, your will, and your way. And we leave this place, but never your presence. Father, if it be your will, we'll meet you back here next Sunday, because next Sunday we know you're already there. We just have to catch up with you. Father, we thank you. Now may the grace of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, with rest, rule, abide, henceforth and forevermore. The church respond by saying, Amen. Remember, the urchins will dismiss you by rows. The offering buckets are in the back. If you brung your offering, your tithes, if you're not doing the Cash App, please deposit it in the bucket in the back.
You have been listening to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church broadcast with Reverend Roger L. Green, Sr., pastor. We invite you to come and experience the change at our church, located at 11th, 16th, and Day Street here in Alexandria. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you, we would like to hear from you by calling the church at 318-448-1604. That's 318-448-1604. We invite you to tune in again next week at this same time for the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KAYTKQJO.
Does anybody want the Lord to make him over? Just begin to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. So many times, sin freshly crucified.